This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs are set to meet in this year's Super Bowl. Kansas City punches ticket with a dramatic home win over the Cincinnati Bengals in Sunday's AFC Championship game. Earlier Sunday, Philadelphia took down the San Francisco 49ers at home to secure the NFC crown. The Chiefs are making their third appearance in the big game since 2020, while the Eagles look to notch their second title in six seasons. Super Bowl 57 is set for February 12th in Glendale, Arizona. A GoFundMe account set up for Tyree Nichols Memorial Fund is surpassing $1.1 million with more than 29,000 donors. The account was created just days ago by Nichols' mother. Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, was fatally beaten by five police officers in Memphis, Tennessee earlier this month. The officers, who were also black, were later fired and charged in connection with his death. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says the beating death of Tyree Nichols by Memphis police was racially motivated, appearing on ABC's This Week. Crump explained this because, despite all five of the officers involved being black, he wants to explain that the fundamental issue was the institutionalized police culture of using excessive force against people of color. Crump argued that without federal police reform, nothing is going to change. Ben Crump appeared on ABC's This Week.
It is not the race of the police officer that is the determining factor, but it is the race of the citizen. And it doesn't matter if the officers are black, Hispanic, or white. It's part of the culture, this biased culture that said this is allowed.
Four civilians are reported dead after a Russia shelling of two Ukrainian cities. President Vladimir Zelensky says three were killed in the southern city of Kherson after strikes against a hospital, a school, residential buildings, and other locations. Zelensky said an elderly person was killed in Kharkiv, located near the center of the country. He added that six civilians were wounded, including two nurses. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Actress Anna Wershing is dead at age 45. Her publicist confirmed her passing Sunday following a 2020 cancer diagnosis. Wershing was best known for her roles in television series like Bosch, Timeless, and 24. She was most recently appeared in the second season of Star Trek Picard. Wershing lives behind her husband, actor and comedian Stephen Full, and three young sons. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is optimistic about his upcoming meeting with President Biden to discuss the debt ceiling. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the California Republican said that Biden's staff tries to say something different, but he is confident the pair would come to an agreement on the issue. McCarthy also revealed that he plans to meet with the president on Wednesday. This comes after the administration's previous claim that they would not negotiate with House GOP members as they seek to impose spending cuts. The mishandling of classified documents by current and former members of the executive branch is a systematic problem. That's according to Representative Mike Turner. Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Ohio Republican said that given the president's power to classify and declassify documents, the handling of those documents should really be even more secure. His comments come after a discovery of classified material in the possession of President Biden, as well as former president and vice president. Turner called for investigation into the chain of custody to really nail down how sensitive material gets replaced.
The process of classifying documents is uniquely under the president. By the Constitution, Supreme Court's ruled. So you would think there that the handling of these documents would be even that much more secure.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great stories. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.